This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Congratulations are in order to the 8 participants from the Edinburgh Park Scout Group, who on the weekend of the 11th and 12th of November completed and passed the FCall entry course. This event was coordinated by Bruce, VK5VAB, and Paul, VK5VCO, of the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club for the Scout Group. Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, and Kevin Zietz, VK5KZ, both conducted the course and the adjudicated on the examination process. Again, well done to the successful 8 and those who made the event possible. And as an additional plus for the weekend, congratulations go to Paul, VK5VCO, on achieving his advanced license qualifications. We look forward to hearing a new call sign soon. On Wednesday evening last, the club tech night took place at the Ridley Reserve on Ridley Grove, Elizabeth, with a very good attendance for an evening of antenna testing from 2 metres and 70 centimetres and upwards, in rather cool and sometimes damp conditions. Quite a successful event. The group adjourned to the club rooms after dark for coffee and biscuits and a plus a talk fest. On the 20th of December, Tech Night will be a club Christmas function, and the location will be the Midway Tavern, corner of Midway and Yorktown Roads, time 6 p.m. You could send your information to me about yourself and numbers who will be attending at vk5mak@waa.org.au. The fifth Wednesday in November, 29th, will be a paddle portable event at the Largs Bay Jetty starting at 6 p.m. And it is planned that EARC VK5LZ will be activated for the Spring Field Day and on the 26th and 27th of November. Contact David VK5KK for further information. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. We look forward to seeing you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 24th of November. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February 2018. Christmas lunch will be at the Belair Hotel on the 3rd of December, and Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. This is a lunch and the starting time is 12 noon for 12:30 start. We only have space for 60 people, so if you'd like to add your name to the list, phone Trevor and see if there are still places available. 0417 838 740. The A-House picnic at Lions Park will be on Saturday the 21st of January. As we are having most of the food catered for, we need to know how many people are attending. You will need to supply your own drinks and bring a dessert or a salad to share. You can book with Trevor, VK5NIX, by phoning him on 0417 838 740 or by emailing him at tmolde@internode.on.net. Please indicate how many people are coming with you. We have quite a few people on the list already. The more the merrier. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. The 16th of November general meeting was a great event, with not two presenters as announced. We also had Justin, VK7TW, President of the WIA, and he gave us a rundown on some of the changes that are going to happen at the WIA and the Amateur Radio magazine in the new year. Joseph's presentation about hamming blind was an eye-opener, and he made it clear the manufacturers imported of ham radio equipment into Australia are not the least interested in helping white stick operators, as he calls himself. Joseph has already passed a foundation licence and a standard licence, and is working on passing the advanced licence by the end of the year. His call sign is VK5LDR, and he can often be heard on the 2-metre repeater. Nifty, VK5XD, has a friend over from Japan, and he's probably leading him astray by showing him around South Australia. Mass, JA7FAS, put on a good show. In spite of his claim, his English was not very good. We all enjoyed his presentation about his 50 years in amateur radio, and were amused by his stories of struggling with Aussie slang. Mass also has a VK call sign, VK5FAS, and will soon be operating down under via Nifty's rigs by remote control. As AHARS goes into recess for most of December and January, we enjoyed a much bigger supper than we usually have in our general meetings. Thanks to Christine for all your efforts throughout the year, and you put on an especially good spread last Thursday night. The AHARS shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. My plan for the 25th of November shack morning have come unstuck, so I've decided to have a show-and-tell session where you, the members, do all the work. Bring along projects that you've completed this year or recently, bring along a new toy you've discovered, or bring along something you do not know how to drive and need the collective wisdom of the group. If all else fails, you can have a coffee and a chat with the rest of the folk. The AGM will be held on the general meeting of 15th of February, and if you would like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms will be available at the 25th of November shack session and from the website soon. You need to lodge nomination forms at least 7 days before the AGM, and you can email them to me via my WIA email address. To keep up with what's happening at AHARS, visit the website and look at the latest news and the upcoming events. The URL is ahars.com.au. I wonder how many of you who attended the buy and sell last Sunday visited the North East Radio Club website and listened to the local broadcast from the MP3 file there. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Firstly, this morning, I'd like to thank everybody at the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for putting on an excellent buy and sell last week. It was a great day, and got to see a lot of the people that are attached to the friendly voices that you hear on air, and had a good time there looking at all the pre-love stuff, as well as some of the latest and greatest new transceivers that have come out onto the market. We had a great time doing the barbecue, and I hope everybody had a good time. I know I did. So thanks once again for everybody involved. And we've still got plenty of squid poles left. There's 7 metre ones and 9 metre ones. And if you want to get yourself one for Christmas, get in touch with Charlie, VK5KDK. You can ring him on his phone, 83621093. Or if you want to, send him an email at vk5kdk@wia.org.au. And the next technical night will be on Friday the 24th of November. And it's going to be a session on contesting basics and practical contesting. And this will be run by Nigel, VK5NIG, and Stuart, VK5STU. So you'll need to bring along a 2 metre handheld that you can use on 146.425 and 146.525 simplex to participate in some contesting practice. And it'd be a good idea to have a paper and pencil so you can use them as logs. So come along on Friday the 24th of November and get some practical experience at contesting. Should be a good night. Well, that's all we have for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly goss from the South East Radio Group. Last weekend, we were involved in probably the most successful and exciting legend of the Lakes Hill Climb yet. With a number of first-time competitors driving very fast cars, it was shaping up as a thriller. With the spectacular Irishman Frank Kelly driving his highly modified Ford Escort as the star attraction, he gave us a demonstration of his wild and apparently out of control driving style, which at times had the observers on the side of the hill wondering if they would survive the day. They did, by the way. Look Frank up on YouTube and you will see what I mean. Andrew, VK5KET, again organised our participation, and with the help of many of the club members, our part went off without a hitch. The television coverage has been rated by many as the best ever, thanks to Greg, VK5ZGY and Gabby, and Lindley, VK5FRED, who was very capably assisted by Kate, daughter of Tom, VK5NFT, and a group of kids who ran the cameras for us all weekend. Many others contribute to the weekend, and it would not be possible without everyone having input of some sort. I have little doubt that there would have been some people unable to attend work on the Monday due to sunburn, as the copious amounts of exposed skin on display got the full dose of the sun for the first time this year. It was very hot all weekend, and I don't think many thought about that before the event. That concludes the big ticket items for our group for this year, as we now look forward to some relaxing events between now and Christmas. We have an outing planned to visit the AM radio station site in Narracourt, followed by a pub meal with our friends from the Narracourt group. Then we have our annual Christmas barbecue, which will be held at Lake McIntyre in Millicent. In between, we have our normal activities as we wind down for the Christmas break. That's about all for this week, so until next time, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.